Hey guys.
Hi queens, welcome back.
We're back, and I have to just apologize up front for the sniffles, the coughing, and the sneezing.
She is
and the rappers that may occur during this episode. I don't know what happened, but like something got me at Coachella, and I feel like people are like, oh, like when you get sick from Coachella, like you stayed out too late, you drank too much, like, you know,
we did all the things.
And like literally that was like the opposite of us. We were like in bed at 10 p.m. every night, did not go to a single after party. And like I'm still like so freaking sick. And like luckily Danielle didn't get sick, so that's good. But I have no idea where this came from. And like immediately, I'm not joking, when I was driving home from your house after I dropped you off, I started getting like aches in my lower back, and I was like, oh, like it's just because we were driving for so long, whatever.
Yeah,
but it like turned out to be like flu aches, like, you know, when your body just like aches and you have chills. Worst. It like hit me like as soon as I got home, which obviously so grateful for that it like started then and not earlier. But I was just like, what the heck? And then I've been completely down for a week, like sleeping all day, like waking up to literally post and ghost and then going back to sleep.
literally.
But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been up to since then.
Luckily, it's been like a super, like there's been nothing happening this week. So
yeah, thank God. So yeah, yes. If the audio is like weird or we like cut out a little bit, just because we're like trying to cut my coughs out, so you guys have to listen to that.
True.
But yeah, we are going to make it through this episode. So
yeah. Okay, random updates, I guess, you guys. First off, Taylor Swift's album came out.
So good. Like, just so
what
good.
Was it, like 2 days ago? 20? I thought, I don't remember. But yeah, there are so many mixed feelings on it. Like, a lot of people, and by a lot of people, I mean a lot of people hate it and don't like it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ooh. Dude. All the critics, all the magazine, like all the reviews. If you look, you'll see it. You know, okay,
I was listening to The Toast and they were saying basically like every album like before this, like, you know, Reputation, 1989, anything. She like sat down and was like, I am writing album of the year right now. Sits down, writes it. But like this album is just truly like her thoughts, her emotions, her feelings. And like she has no intentions of this album like really doing anything than just like sharing, because like all her vault songs in the past have done so well, she's just like gonna release all of them now.
Exactly. And I saw this thing and it was like, what this album feels like is it's not full of like bops and top hits necessarily, but it's her essentially saying, I know you guys care about me, this is what my life has looked like for the past like 2 years, and I thought I would share. Like, it's pretty much her diary, and I feel like it's the not actual true fans who don't really love it. I mean, obviously there's still some fans who are like, what is this?
I feel like people just literally want to hate for no reason.
I know people do want to hate, but like,
that's truly what it is, because it's like, I'm sorry, she is a lyrical genius, whether you want to admit that or not. Like, she truly is. And like Post Malone's post about her, like, I feel like he's so respected in the industry.
Oh, I don't think I even saw like, it.
He was just like, it was such a good post. He was just like people like Taylor Swift come by once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just like insane. And like he's not going to say that about anyone. Like, he didn't like, he wasn't that that heartfelt on his post with Beyonce song. So it's like, he's not going to make it up. You know what I mean?
100%. No, she is a genius, once in a lifetime artist. Absolutely. It's just, it is so funny. Like, I don't know what and how my like socials are curated toward all the negative about
mine's tortured. Like positive.
Okay. I like don't see any, which is really weird, because I thought my TikTok and stuff was like pro Taylor Swift. Like, hello, I'm a Swiftie. But yes, I haven't really given like the second, like the other songs she released, like the second half of the album, I haven't really like sat down and really given that a good listen. But the first I have, and I mean, I definitely like a lot of the songs, and there's some songs that are like, you know, I have to listen to them more, and they do sound kind of similar, like, but that's like how I thought at midnight.
And then like it, more times than yeah. they grow on you. And then you're like, oh, actually I really like that song.
Yes. Do you have a favorite right now?
I think it's like the one with Post Malone.
Fortnite. I just
love it.
Like that's Josh's favorite too.
So good. It's so catchy. And then I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yes. I love that one. That's the 1989 in me. Like, I really love that one too.
And then love the Kim one just on principle.
Isn't like, that so crazy? I'm like, that's a huge slay, Taylor. Like, I cannot believe she did that. That's like her saying, like, I truly like, give she's no F's. Like,
exactly.
Like, she is in her I do not care what you guys say about me era, and we love to see it.
And I just love the ones that they're saying are about Travis, like
the alchemy.
She whips that out real fast, like Jesus, but so good.
Actually, do like honestly, I do like a lot of them. Like the ones that I've added to like my faves is I Can Do It With Broken Heart, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, iconic, The Smallest Man Who's Ever Lived, which by the way, can you imagine being called the smallest man who's ever lived by Taylor Swift? Like, I feel like that is the ultimate respectful diss that you could possibly be called. Like,
well, so and iconic. The fact that this album is not even about Joe, like it is,
like it's about just, Joe and like apparently Maddie Healy.
It's mainly about him. It is barely about Joe. I think Joe got
So Long London, songs. Of course, which is such a good song. Oh my god, I love that one. That one is beautiful. But like, it was so more sad. About
the other guy.
Yeah, very funny.
Wild.
I love the song My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. The song titles are so long. It's funny. Down Bad is so catchy. The Black Dog is good. Yeah, they're like the first half. I'm like, I'm really giving the most attention because they cannot. I cannot believe there's 31 songs. Like, that is crazy. Where the heck did she have the time? Like, I just, this woman is a super. No,
that's what my thing was. When did she do this? Because she's literally been on tour for the past year.
Yeah.
Like, when was she doing this?
I feel like it just comes so naturally to her. She literally could just like think of a song in her head on the drive down somewhere and then like write it. I don't know. Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyways, I just feel like whether you love her or you hate her, like,
the girl can write songs.
Yeah. And I just feel like there aren't any other artists who write their own songs like she does. Like, as many.
No, not at all. And a lot of the times, like, they write their own songs in quotation marks, but they're actually just sitting down with a bunch of writers and saying, like, this is what I want to write about, and then they write it, and then they get credit. That's what I recently learned.
Yeah.
But she fully writes them. So, love Taylor. And yeah. Exciting so times for Swifties. Battling like all the haters out there.
She's like, okay, just doing my casual 3-hour Eras tour. Oh, by the way, here's 31 songs. Okay, casual.
I know. So crazy and so exciting. Giving us all this content to listen to and consume. I love to see it.
Yeah, I love all the tea that comes out of it, like how they're saying like one song is like a response to like Olivia Rodrigo and like how they have beef and stuff.
Wait, I don't think I'm like, okay, I need to like dive a little deeper. Which one do they say? Do you remember?
No, but okay. Supposedly it sounds like it. I don't know. Listen to The Toast from today.
Okay, I'm like, I'm 15 minutes into The Toast.
And they talk about it.
Okay, yeah. I need to finish The Toast. I was so excited to hear this one back. But I was at Pilates, like, listening to it at Pilates, and now Pilates is only, like, 10 minutes away from me, so I didn't have much time.
Love that.
Okay, I will be listening to The Toast. But, yeah, that's that on that. Other than that, other exciting things, we're really just prepping because we are going to Stagecoach this weekend, which is really funny. Of us,
so excited.
But it was so exciting. It was really funny. We were at Coachella and we were saying how we we're going to manifest Stagecoach tickets. And like, if the opportunity came, like we would take it, we would go. We had no actual plans at all. And then all of a sudden our management texted us with an opportunity to go with a brand. And we are so excited. I've never been. Alyssa's never been. Alyssa's a huge country girly. So she is over the moon, truly. And I am over so here doing excited. My homework.
And Danielle's supposed to be listening to Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
Until yes. we get there. So.
Yeah. And I'm so excited. And I also like really hope we get to see Jelly Roll. He's on Friday, so we'll see if we make it into the festival.
I swear, also, Post Malone is going to come out and perform with Morgan Wallen. I was stalking Post Malone as soon as the Taylor Swift album came out because I was like, what has this guy been up to? Like, people are also so torn about him because they're like, we miss the old Posty, like the rap. But then you have this like softer Posty coming out. And then now he's also supposedly like doing country. So on his Instagram,
wait, he's on the lineup. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, he's doing a bunch of covers.
Yes.
But on his Instagram, he has like videos of him like singing and making music with like Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen and like all this like crazy stuff.
I think he has an album coming out, or it might just be songs, but I think people are saying rumors of he's doing a country album too. But it might just be songs. I can't remember what people are saying. Mm-hmm. I know. But, so wild.
So yeah, I think he's going to do his bit of covers. But then I also think he's going to perform with Morgan Wallen. Like, I think he's going to come back song. Out. Yes.
Ooh, okay. I think it's really exciting because Coachella's 2 weekends and like things could happen either weekend. But Stagecoach is a one and done deal. So I feel like if anything iconic happens, it's going to be while we're there too. Like, so kind of exciting. And I also feel like it's the year for country, literally. So I feel like a lot could happen at Stagecoach. So yeah, I'm really excited.
It's wild how like all of a sudden everyone's into country. Like all of a sudden there was this flip. And then did you hear like apparently Lana is coming out
with
a country album?
Literally everyone is this year. Like the country category is going to be insane. For awards.
Yeah. So, sorry, that was kind of gross. Just like clicked my cough drop.
You're good. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to go into the festival. I'm excited for you to experience inside of the festival too. And there's just like so many cute photos also in the festival that I saw some from Coachella. So I'm excited about that. I haven't been into a festival. They're kind of the same thing to me. In literally since 2019, which is actually crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. Now that we figured out the settings on our camera.
Oh yeah. You guys, that was a freaking game changer. If you guys have never changed the settings on your Canon G7X, highly recommend you like looking up a TikTok about it and doing that. Cause Alyssa showed me like how she changed her settings, or like we figured out like some sort of setting together, and it changed the game. Like I actually like digital camera photos now, and I used to not. So yeah, love that. But yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, for our updates. You have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, she's been resting. And I mean, our influences of the week kind of go into that. Mine is literally just resting, prepping my body for another weekend, even though I didn't realize how really sick Alyssa was. So I think I'm trying to take all my supplements.
No, yeah. My influence is vitamin C. I feel like I've been trying to just like take vitamin C in all forms. Like, we got those Symbiotica vitamin C.
Oh, I
C
took
pouches.
Mine too. I did take that.
I bought a whole box off Amazon immediately, like love when I got that. Home. And me and Andrew have been taking them daily.
Wait, by the way, how have you been consuming it?
Like, oh, you put
oh my god,
in your
okay,
mouth.
So I did try that and it's like, it's a lot. So I tried putting it in a drink.
Oh my god, it's totally so.
It's like, oh, I think fine. It's too sweet. Like, I'm like, I can't. Oh. That's why. Yeah, so I like tried to put it in like a tart drink.
It, like, for me, it tastes kind of like a orange creamsicle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think about. So.
It's yeah, a cool, C, I liked it, yeah.
Oranges, supplements.
Literally all my, okay, we went to, well, we'll get into this, but there was pretty much an Erewhon in the desert for one of the days as an event, and I literally have been consuming all of the supplements we got at this Erewhon pop-up, like yeah. Eating it like it's gummies, like it's candy.
Oh my God, I should do that. I honestly have not even unpacked.
Dude, I have been obsessed with all my Lemmy stuff. The hair, skin, and nails gummies literally taste like actual candy, and it's so good. I love, I take gummies every day. Like, I have like a lineup. I want to take a photo of the lineup because it's like my little candy.
Love that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I need to, I honestly literally got home like, felt like I was hit by a truck and then went to sleep, and I've been sleeping for the past week and
half. Good, you're going to be so well rested by I'll be ready. The time the weekend Don't worry. Comes.
Don't you worry, I will be ready. So
so funny.
But yeah, all the vitamin C and those Symbiotica pouches honestly are pretty good.
They're definitely a really cool worse. Yeah, like they're definitely a cool way to take in vitamin C, like different than the emergency packets, like
yeah. Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
No, emergency, yeah, they're like, so they're like to me. Full of bad things apparently.
Ugh. So yeah, that's been my influence.
Love that. But yes, this week we are doing a Coachella recap. Sorry, we are literally a week late, but your girls needed their rest, and you guys yeah. understand. So yeah, we're just going to recap the weekend for you guys day by day, tell you guys what happened, our overall thoughts, that sort of thing, because I feel like I've seen
Coachella
this a lot.
Is back.
Yes, like everyone was, have you seen all the TikToks being like, I thought we said Coachella was out and now I have extreme FOMO because everyone randomly decided to go
yes,
and had the best
and then
time ever.
So many people went weekend too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, so hot well, my robe right now.
When Justin Bieber comes out and performs, like,
oh my God, I forgot about that. That is crazy. Yeah, it's back. It is back for sure. I feel like after everyone called it the Influencer Olympics, like, people started to feel embarrassed, truly. I feel like everyone saw that, obviously, because if, like, you're an influencer, you're seeing it's being called the Influencer Olympics, you probably feel, like, a little bit like, okay, let me tone it down the next year. And I really feel like that's what happened. Like, everyone toned it down. Everyone was talking about it. Like, I was listening to Tana Mojo's podcast when they were recapping their Coachella, and they even said that too, how they like barely saw influencers in the wild. Like, people were just chill this year. Like, it wasn't how it was before. So
oh, yeah, I listened to yeah. Alex Earle's podcast about her Coachella recap, and like, kind of like same, like they just literally went to the festival every single day.
Love that. I haven't listened to hers yet.
And like, she said she had like so much fun. It was like the best weekend of her life. And like, she can't wait to like come back and like next year. So.
So fun. I really hope Coachella gets a really fire lineup next year, because everyone's saying it's back and like the hype is building again. So I really hope they have a good lineup next year and it'll be iconic, because I feel yeah. like everyone's going to want to go and it's going to sell out again next year. So yeah. anyways, yeah. Okay. Let's jump into it. So we went on Thursday.
I think this was what, this was the problem.
Going on Thursday.
Yep.
So yeah, we went Thursday to Monday, which is a long time so and long. Definitely longer than we would book, but we were staying at a house with a brand. So yeah, we left, I want to say around like 1:00. Mm-hmm. And we got there around like 3:00. I don't really remember, but we ended up going straight to a Sol de Janeiro event. And we had to park in a random neighborhood. Hope to God that we weren't going to get towed, leave our stuff in there, because our check-in for the house wasn't until I want to say 8:00. So yes, we had time to kill. So we went straight there, straight to Sol de Janeiro. And it was so fun. Honestly, was not expecting that. They had a very
not expecting that at all.
Yes, like they had such an intimate little party, but it was like just the right amount of people. It was just such a it was such a good amount of people, and it was at this like really nice house in La Quinta, and they had the DJ duo Sophie Tucker, and
so good.
That was like, iconic.
Fan. I'm a fan now.
Literally like, such a fan. So good. And I've seen them before, and I thought they were a little weird, but after seeing, but I love their music. Like I just thought like mm-hmm. they are very artistic, interesting, unique people. I saw them open for Odessa. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen that too, because that was like an iconic tour. But yeah, they performed for like 2 hours. So long. Yeah. And like everyone couldn't get enough. They had like this group of iconic, fabulous guys with them who were just literally dancing, making everyone dance with them. And it just felt like a private concert. It was so fun. Like the gay guys who were there, like groupies, like we were calling them party bumpers because that's exactly what they were doing. Yeah. They like made a runway. They were doing like flash mob dances with Sophie Tucker. Like it was just so fun, truly. So that was just the best vibes. I feel like that was such a good way to kick off the weekend. We met some girls also from Instagram that I've never met in person, but I've actually been following her for so long. Shout out Gretzi. We've been following each other for so cute long.
And so sweet.
Yeah. And so we met them in person, and it's just so fun at Coachella and things like New York Fashion Week, because it's like when you meet these people in real life, it feels like you have known them forever. So I felt like we just like hit it off right away.
And then
we
just like ran into them all weekend long.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like we were girlfriends. Like, oh, yes. Like it was so cute.
Like it felt like we knew them for forever. So that was so fun. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the Sol de Janeiro party.
It's just so funny to me that they like rent out these like really nice houses in these really nice neighborhoods. And then you have this one house just like going off with like the loudest music. I'm sure the whole neighborhood can hear it.
And I'm it was so loud in this gated.
Do these other houses
nice
like
community.
Like it? Are they like, oh, this is cool? Or like, are they annoyed Coachella's happening and like they have to listen to this music until 8 p.m. or 6 p.m. whenever the noise mm-hmm. cutoff is?
I would love to know like the insider scoop of like how it goes down if you live in La Quinta area or Palm Springs, because it's like obviously this weekend happens every year, and I feel like the community just knows like it's gonna be a nuisance for a weekend, and like maybe it's like you're expecting it, or like maybe people just leave during that weekend. But I did notice that I just don't remember events ending as early as they did this time around before, but everything pretty much ended at like 6 or 8, which was honestly really nice. Like we love to, you know, get our beauty sleep, edit our posts, you know, get our shit done. But I think this ended at 8.
Yeah,
I think it ended at 8. So obviously I think that's how they get away with it in neighborhoods, because I think like all neighborhoods have a 10 p.m. like quiet mm-hmm. policy. So yeah, it was very loud in the middle of this neighborhood, but it did end at 8, so that was good. But yeah, so pretty much we went to the house after this, and yeah, we were staying with a brand called Sparkle, and they were collaborating with Von Dutch, so it was the Sparkle x Von Dutch house, and it was stunning. If you guys saw from our stories, it was very beautiful. Just like a really cool experience. So we got there and it was really exciting. We started meeting other people who were staying there. And we met, if you guys have ever seen, I think on TikTok, his name is Starboy, but his name is Zach. Shout out Zach Wilmore.
Love.
He was staying there with his friend, and they are just absolute sweet. Yeah. Like
icons.
Like, they are
main
so
character.
Funny. It's so sweet too. Like just literally living their lives and not caring about what anyone else things, just living their authentic selves, and we love to see it. And they are literally in college, so slay for them.
And their outfits were so slay. Yeah, like,
yeah, that was really fun meeting them on the first night. I know. So it was cool. We were like meeting the other people staying there. We were meeting the team. Everyone was honestly just really sweet. And I feel like it was just so exciting that first night leading into Coachella. Like, I just remember feeling so excited. I like filmed a little house tour. We were doing like unboxings of what Sparkle and Von Dutch gifted us. And the rooms were just huge and amazing. And it was just really exciting and so nice. Very, very, very thankful that we were able to do that. But yeah, so we were staying there Thursday to Monday. So that was the first night pretty much. I can't remember. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that was pretty much it. Like, we just like unpacked, kind of got situated, had dinner, and then pretty much like went to bed because we got up early the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next morning we shot sunrise, and we also found out that one of the brands was filming something, and I don't...
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, like, what that means. Like, we don't really know what that means, but pretty much, like, we did have a film... Like, we had people come with us when we were shooting sunrise, and that was a very funny experience because there were, like, people in the back seat with, like, GoPros just, like, filming everything we were saying to each other and just in general. And I'm like, wow, I guess this is what it feels like to be on a show. Like, I've always wondered what this is like. Like,
I feel so, like, it's a lot more awkward than you think.
It is, because I think you get... I mean, obviously, that was our first experience with it. I feel like, honestly, if anyone's out there listening, like, would love to have a reality show. I feel like...
I'm ready now.
Like, oh, we're ready, honestly. No, but I think you get used to it, but, like, it was, I feel like you're just like thinking of like what you should say for the for like whatever they're filming, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, we have no idea what they're filming. So don't really know what to say on that. But yeah, so shooting sunrise was funny because we had these men in the backseat filming our every move. And it was like 6 a.m. So we were like, we gotta
go. They were just so intrigued with how we were getting up so early to go shoot, and we were like explaining to them like it's all about the lighting, and like, and we went to the windmills, so I feel like sunrise is better at the windmills because then you can have the mountains behind you because the sun sets behind the mountains and it's super windy like later in the day, so it's just better to go in the morning.
Oh, it is so windy, you guys. Like, I forgot how bad it gets, but I think it's specifically in Palm Springs, obviously right by the windmills. And we were staying 5 minutes from the windmills. And I think that's like the biggest downside to staying or shooting in that area. But yeah, if you do want to shoot in that area, it's fine for sunrise, just sunset. I remember this from last year too. Like, it was insane. We couldn't shoot.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Pulting you in the face, like your eyes, like you can't see, like, it's like impossible.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I mean, obvious, like, is it truly just because of the windmills, you think?
I don't know.
Like, I can't tell if it's like a windy area or I don't know. I'm assuming it's the windmills because I don't think it's really like not too bad in La Quinta area. So I don't know. But yeah, so we were shooting Sunrise. That was funny and interesting. And yeah, not really much on that. We got the shots and what kind of went back and tried to take a nap. I actually didn't take a nap because I don't know. I think I was just so excited that day. I could not go back to sleep. Like my adrenaline was pumping. Queen.
I was out.
I know you were out. I love that. But I also was like stressing about like editing everything. And I really wanted to be like posting in real time. And I don't know why it takes me forever to edit. Like forever. It's like kind of annoying. And I want to work on that. But that's why I didn't go back to sleep. But I think this day after our naps, I think this was the day we were like shooting some campaigns in the house too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think after our naps, we got ready. We were productive queens. We shot a campaign, did some filming that we wanted to do around the house, and then got ready to go to our first event, which was 818. And I love 818, truly such good tequila. I think she does such a good job with the branding too. Like, I just love 818. I think I definitely thought it was going to be like a mini festival for some reason. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it was cute. They had like a bunch of vendors and it was just like that. Like, it was just a bunch of vendors. And that was that.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Uh-huh. I thought it was going to be more how, like, Poosh was.
Yeah.
I think.
It was definitely, like, smaller scale.
Yeah, it definitely was. The drinks
Which
were
so good, though. Which means there was just kind of less to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, like, you could get drinks. They had, like, a gifting station, but it was, like, minis, and you could pick, like, 5 minis.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Poosh was, like, literally a free-for-all, full-size
Air One. Oh, my God, that was insane.
Lemmy bottles, like, everything. So, yeah, it was definitely...
I think like also it was kind of like in the middle of like some sort of parking lot situation. So it was like right directly in the sunlight. And I feel like there mm-hmm. wasn't a lot of shade. So it was people hot. Weren't really like dancing because I think it was so hot. There wasn't really shade anywhere. But we ran into more girlies that we knew from Instagram, and that was really fun. We got to hang out with them for like the rest of the day pretty much, and it's just always so fun seeing girls you know at these sorts of things and like building stronger connections with them,
especially if you don't live near them. So it's yeah, just kind of like, okay, yay, we're all in the same place at the same time, like mm-hmm. let's hang out.
So yeah, like everyone really is so excited, and I don't know. Yeah, so that was really fun. But pretty much we had two back-to-back events, so it was 818 and then Celsius, like, right after. And so we ended up just going to Celsius because, just so you guys know, in preparation for next year, literally everything takes, even if it's 5 minutes away, was the case. 818 was literally 5 minutes away from Celsius, and it was an hour drive to get there because of the traffic. But it was mainly just to get in.
So we had to like park our car in that neighborhood again, our little secret neighborhood that we found, and
then yeah,
we had to have like an Uber come get us from that mm-hmm. spot, and then like Uber in from one direction because coming from the other direction traffic wasn't even moving. So obviously you could see how people were getting stuck because I don't know why it wasn't moving. Like, I think the parking lot got full, so they just weren't letting cars in, but they weren't like making cars move. You would think they would be like, lots full, move on.
Right. And yeah, it was really small. Like
or
a small
those were
lot
all just
for what
Ubers,
it was.
Like waiting for people. I don't know. It was something.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much like it said, it was an hour just because the line to literally just get into the festival was an hour and was not moving. So yeah, we got dropped off across the street. We ran in and we got in. And honestly, it was so fun. Like, we didn't even like look around. I wish we did because I feel like there was some cool vendors.
I know.
And
we
cool
didn't do
stuff.
Anything.
We
didn't even grab a Celsius.
No. And we didn't even grab a freaking Celsius. And I think that was
their
new flavor.
We were thinking T-Pain is performing.
And honestly, we were living the moment. We went straight on up to the little VIP section, planted our butts there, and just danced the night away. to T-Pain.
It was so good. He was so freaking good. I think that was like the highlight of the weekend.
It was so fun.
I love T-Pain.
Yeah. And also, I have also seen so many videos of T-Pain on TikTok, and they're all like viral videos of T-Pain performing. I was excited for him, but I really didn't think he was going to be as good as he was. Like, he was such a good performer, played all the hits, played everything that you would want to hear. So many hits. So that was just so fun. Just really good vibes all around. Everyone was dancing, literally everyone. That was just a really fun time. We saw the CEO of Celsius. That was, or the owner. I don't remember who it was. CEO or owner, can't remember, but that was interesting. He's like a little dad looking man. I'm trying to think what else about Celsius. I think that was pretty much it. So we like danced up there for, I felt like was 2 hours, and then maybe it was like an hour and a half, and then it ended I think at 6, which is so early. So early ended, and we somehow got an Uber and made it back to our car and went home, and I think we just laid low the rest of the night. I don't know. I feel like there was opportunities to go places, but
we were just not interested.
We did some work, got our editing done, and wanted to shoot sunrise the next morning again. So we wanted to get our sleep. And yeah, I think we really just laid low and went to sleep.
I don't know why on trips, I feel like when we like go to edit, it's like 8 p.m. And then
it's midnight.
I know. I'm just like,
I agree.
Like 4 hours just passed.
I remember that because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get to bed at like 9:30 tonight. And I'm so excited. And I'm pretty sure we still went to bed at like midnight. We're just tired girlies. But yeah, so we shot sunrise again. We drove all the way down to this like one random like park. Yeah, it's a dog park, but it's also just like a spot in the middle of the desert. And I swear the two years ago we went and shot there, and I just like, I really feel like we saw the same people/dogs that we did back then. It's a cute dog park, but yeah, we're definitely the only people there shooting, obviously, and we stand out in our little outfits at 6 a.m. But yeah, so we shot sunrise there bright and early, went back, and I think we napped again, and I did fall asleep this time. Napped again, woke up, my assistant Carissa came this day and helped around a little bit, which was nice. So she came and pretty much we woke up and started getting ready and doing all the things before we went to our first event at Sol de Janeiro again. They had a little event at this, like, it's called the Palm Springs Surf Club. And it was cute. Like,
also, they had, I saw some other events happening weekend two. Like, I think Sun did something there.
Oh, interesting. I mean, they had like good event spots. Like, we didn't stay super long, but they had cabanas. And I actually know a girl who was DJing there from my college, which was so random. I saw her post about it. It was the girl we saw at Amanda Uprichard that one time, that one event. So they just had like cabanas there. They had like a little setup for their new SPF collection, which is so good, by the way, check it out. But we didn't say that. Oh, okay. But like, it's a huge like surfing simulator, right? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah,
like
those like surf wave pools.
That was for sure the biggest one I've ever seen. I've seen surf simulators at like water parks,
right? But those but are like where not, it's just like one like bump, yes, and then water's like coming down it, but like under it's like hard. But like this was like a wave pool that like simulated the waves. Like a huge wave
pool. It was actually really cool. I feel like that's a good way to learn to surf.
Yeah.
But yeah, so interesting. It was cool to see. But we didn't stay that long because this day we had back-to-back events, and we actually ended up not going to two of them because you think you have time and then you start seeing the traffic come in and then you realize like there's no freaking way. So we had to cut like two events, and one of them looked really fun, but it's fine that we missed. But so we ended up realizing that the next event, which was Camp Poosh, was literally so far away. So far. We ended up leaving just really, really early in. So we had to go, had to head to Poosh, had to find an Uber. And I feel like that was another hour drive, honestly. You just don't realize how big this desert area is until you like are driving around the entire thing for a weekend. But yeah, so I think the first one was in Palm Springs, the Sol de Janeiro, and then we went to Camp Poosh, which was I think past Coachella, which is all the way down past Indio. So far drive, but Camp Poosh was so freaking cool. They did such a good job. Wait, Poosh?
They did the most.
Poosh is Kourtney Kardashian and Lemmy's Kourtney Kardashian?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I don't really actually know what Poosh is. Like, it's literally, like, is it
I
like
think
a...
Poosh is like her, like, wellness / lifestyle brand. So she does like, I think she's like candles and just like...
So
I think
like more Lemmy's lifestyle. Under Poosh.
Okay. I think they're separate, and then Lemmy is just her like vitamins or supplements or whatever you want to call those.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Poosh was so good. She did such a good job, and her team, obviously, whoever put it on. But I wish we got to stay longer because there was truly so much to do there. They had like a full DJ set. They had a whole pool area. They had so many cool activations at this event. And it was also like in the middle of this beautiful lake. Like that was such a stunning location, even with it being so far away. They were literally giving away sambas and you could like customize them. That is so crazy. Like
the line was so long.
Yeah, so we didn't get to do that, but... They literally, I thought this was like the funniest thing ever. They had Erewhon in the desert. They had like a little camp Erewhon at Camp Poosh, and you literally could take anything you wanted, which was crazy. And I'm glad because I'm trying out so many cool new supplements that I absolutely love. Like I've always wanted to try taking lion's mane supplements because it's supposed to be really good for if you have ADHD. Like, it's supposed to improve your memory and focus and things like that, which is everything I need. So I'm trying to see how that works out. And I'm probably going to repurchase a lot of these things. Like, I love the Lemmy gummies. I don't care if they are a scam that I keep seeing on TikTok. Like, I am eating up this branding. I absolutely love the branding so much. It's just so cute. And I love the flavors. It's so good. I love everything I'm taking so far.
Tastes so good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see like how I feel about it 30 days out. Like I want to finish the bottle, see how I feel, but I'm having fun taking them regardless. But yeah, we got a lot of good stuff from that event. Lots of good goodies. And I don't know. It was just like so fun. I really wish we could stay longer, but we had to go literally back to Yes, we had to literally drive back to Palm Springs. So I don't even know if we stayed an hour. Like, maybe.
Barely.
We didn't really, like, do that much at all. But it was really fun. Wish we could have stayed longer. Then we just had to get an Uber and head back up to Palm Springs. And then that's when we went to Revolve. And, yeah, honestly, so grateful that we got to go to Revolve. We love working with Revolve so much. Love their team. And that was really, really fun. It was at a hotel this year, so it was very different from the previous time we went.
Yeah, much smaller than what they usually do, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot smaller, more intimate. And it was kind of like... It was kind of like Poosh, really. Like, there was, like, a bunch of activations, really cool ones, like, with Road. They had We didn't realize they were giving out Rode lip glosses. I even asked and no one really said anything about it. But the line was so long, so we didn't do the photo booth they were having. But they had a bunch of good food. They had, I think, Raising Cane's was like a sponsor. Oh,
so good.
Yeah. And other food brand. There was just like a lot of vendors there. It was cute. And then they had T-Pain and Ludacris performing.
And Sean Paul before that. And the Ying Twins before that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's a good lineup.
I know. It was a good lineup. So that was fun. We got to see T-Pain again. Ludacris sang Baby. Not with Justin Bieber. That was a missed opportunity. But...
He played like all his old songs, which is so fun because he says he doesn't do that very often because it has to be like a private event where he can just do whatever he wants, basically. So everyone was freaking out, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I feel like they had some obviously like really cute little photo ops. They always set it up really, really cute. So love the photos we got from that. I guess it was like really colorful, too colorful for you, but
yeah, it was so colorful.
You don't like green grass. Well, by Stagecoach, I'm pretty sure the entire grass is gone.
Good.
So
brown.
Like Coachella weekend one, it's like actually green. And then weekend two, it's like not really green. And then I don't know, I've never been to Stagecoach, but I would imagine it's not green anymore with how many people go. But yeah, so we spent the rest of the time at Revolve and that was really fun. I'm trying to think if there's like anything I'm missing from that.
No, I feel like it ended at like 6 again.
Oh yeah, ended at 6. I just don't remember things ending so early.
They didn't.
I think like Palms, the cities are probably complaining, which is absolutely understandable. So, and also people want to go into the festival, so I get it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's obviously why I like forget people go in. I hopefully go in next year, but yeah, so we left Revolve and it literally took like almost an hour just to get an Uber.
There like, were so many just like car service people just like hanging around trying to take people to the festival and like
for $500. Like it's insane. Yeah, couldn't get an Uber, finally did. And it was the reason why we did was this person who picked us up didn't want to go to Coachella. So they were only taking rides, not going to Coachella. And we're like, thank God. Because we went back to the house that we were staying at. And from there, we just chilled again, took it easy. We went to an amazing sushi restaurant that's apparently very popular. It was so freaking good. I had like a truffle spicy tuna roll, which is amazing. Never seen that before.
Love that for you.
I know. It was really good. Definitely would go back to that. So yeah, we got sushi and we pretty much just like chilled. I hung out in the jacuzzi for like a little bit with the girlies staying there and like the girl who owns Sparkle. She's super cool. And then we just like went to sleep and slept in, quote unquote, in the next day. And yeah, that was kind of it for Saturday. And then Sunday, we really only had a pool party. We did have an event. I don't remember why we didn't go in the morning, but we decided to just like be
chill.
I think
it was far. I think it was in Indio.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. And at that point,
we're just like, we cannot like, do that again.
Burnt out. Like, from going to Palm Springs to San Diego, it's a lot. So yeah, we just chilled in the morning, got like last minute, like little editing or stuff we needed to film around the house done. And then this was the day where the house we were staying at, they had their pool party, the Sparkle and Von Dutch pool party. So that was like 1 to 5, I want to say. And it was just so nice having a room and staying at the house because we were like literally going out in spurts and then we would like recharge back in the room. We ordered like Postmates at one point or Uber Eats and like just had lunch randomly during it in our room. And that was really nice because these events can be so draining because you really are like, people are so good at networking Coachella weekend. Like, I swear, like, yeah, everyone is networking. It is all at these events, at least. Like, it's very like businessy. Like, you're just talking to so many different types of people, some good, some very bad, like obviously bad. But you just got to read their energies. And yeah, it's very interesting the types of people that you come across at Coachella. I feel like it's very, you can come across a lot of like very LA vibe people that you wouldn't normally like bump into or be in the same room as. Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting, but that was, it was a really cute pool party. It was very, very windy. Also, it was randomly not hot. Like, it was like it pretty was so cold. Which I've never experienced at Coachella before. I think this had to be like the coldest like Coachella.
Sunday was like 65 and windy, where normally it's like almost 100.
Like high, yeah. And I think this weekend in La Quinta, at least, because like we're staying in La Quinta, so I'm only checking in La Quinta. I think it's like 80s, which is like good. So yeah, that was a really weird thing to have at, during Coachella weekend. But yeah, so we just did the pool party on Sunday, and I don't even remember what we did for the rest of the night. Wait, maybe this is the night we went to sushi. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't remember what we did Saturday night, honestly.
We probably just ordered food or had leftovers.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We just had leftovers, and then this is the night we went to sushi and just, like, chilled again, which is funny. As you guys can see, we, like, took it easy during the night, so it is weird that you got sick. So
don't know why that I'm so sick.
Yeah. Someone must have, like, passed something on to you. But yeah, so that was pretty much it for Sunday. It was a pretty chill day. And then Monday, we just got all our stuff together, went to the coffee shop we usually go to in Palm Springs called Coffee, K-O-F-F-I. And then we just went home. So it was like a really good, and we were talking about this. Well, now we can't really say that, but we were talking about how like, you, it was only because you actually got sick, but like we were talking about in previous years, we would literally be so mentally and physically drained. Like, we would just sleep for the whole week. Yeah. But I definitely did not feel that this time around. I feel like you wouldn't have if you didn't get sick.
Right. Right.
But
I just think something's going around because I feel like people are posting that like they're sick or under the weather.
Yeah, I think something. Yeah, I think something's probably going around. And it's, like, so easy to, like, catch something random at these sorts of things. But, yeah, overall, I feel like it was a really good Coachella. I feel like I was literally mentally preparing to be so physically and emotionally drained by the end of the week. Like, it was almost, like, more exhausting to think about than it actually literally was. Because I'm just like prepping for the worst, prepping for the craziest. But I feel like it was just a really good vibes all around, really good energy. And I like really enjoyed it. Like, honestly, I thought it was a really good Coachella.
Yeah, I definitely liked the more intimate events a lot better. It's like, it's less overwhelming. It's like you'll run into more people that you know, I feel like, and I don't know, it just felt like a better time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I thought so too. I really love when things are not crazy, crazy crowded. And by the way, I just remembered this, you guys. I mean, I'm only saying this because, you know, in the past, I've talked about my queen, Sophia Coelho. Like, just love her. She's been in inspo for so long, and we saw her. And
her and Iris,
BFF Iris, yes, they're both so iconic and have, I'm sure you guys know who they are. Like, I feel like they're just really inspiring to a lot of creators.
Danielle didn't want
to say hi. I know, I just like didn't want to say hi just because, I don't know, I feel like that kind of stuff, like I'd rather admire from afar and like appreciate you from afar. And I don't know, sometimes like being at these events and like seeing people, like, I don't know, it's kind of a weird vibe.
It's so, like, the magic goes away.
Yeah, like I was admiring and appreciating from afar, and I saw them like film their little their like reel that they posted. So that was really cool to see. They are just as stunning and cute in person. So maybe I'll say hi to them next time, but it was cool to see them.
Yeah, that was so cool. We like saw them and then we both looked at each other.
I know, we both like turned around. We're like, oh my gosh,
they're right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was just overall, it was a really good Coachella. And I feel like Stagecoach is also going to be so much fun.
I feel like it's going to be even chiller.
Like even chiller, like, but like it's so probably going to be more, a little more exhausting just because I just keep hearing festival stuff about like how hard it is to get in and out of the festival, which like I'm really not excited for, but maybe honestly it might be better for Stagecoach. Like that's what I'm hoping for. I have no idea. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the recap. I think that's everything. Do you have anything else to note?
I don't think so. I think just like it was really good. The events were really good. T-Pain was the highlight for me.
Yeah.
It was so good. And then obviously getting tickets to Stagecoach was really freaking cool because we were just like talking about it.
Yeah. I'm so excited
for Stagecoach. So I just need to continue to keep sleeping this week and prep for round two.
Yes. So we will have a recap this weekend too, or this week too, not on Sunday, probably like in the middle of the week or maybe the next week. We'll see how we're feeling. But yeah, Coachella 2024, we did it.
In the books. It was a good one for sure.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of you guys went too. And I hope you had a good time. Like, I hope everyone had so much fun. The only regret I have is I feel like Lana's set just looked insane and unreal. Like everyone can't stop talking about how that's like one of the best sets they've ever seen. So wish we got to see that, but it's okay. We'd probably be so tired. So yeah. We're headed to Stagecoach this weekend, like we said, and we'll be back with a recap on that. And I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah,
it was so fun staying with the brand. That was like really special. I think that like really helped make the experience what it was.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, we just had a fun time and we're going to do it again. So that's a wrap. Thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys in our next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.